USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. New York City is imposing a vaccine mandate for all private sector employers as a preemptive measure to fight a surge of COVID cases this winter, Mayor Bill de Blasio announced Monday.
We've got Omicron as a new factor. We've got the colder weather, which is going to really create additional challenges with the Delta variant. We've got holiday gatherings. We in New York City have decided to use a preemptive strike.
The mandate covers 184,000 businesses and will go into effect on December 27th, and it doesn't give unvaccinated employees the option to get tested regularly, de Blasio said. President Joe Biden is expected to issue a warning to Russian President Vladimir Putin of what the United States would do should Russia decide to invade Ukraine. And officials say that U.S. response would include economic sanctions. This is USA Radio News.
Awesome and amazing day. Hey, friends, it's John and Chelsea Jubilee, and here's my beautiful wife, Chelsea.
Hi, women. I have a message just for you today. Every single day, we have women that come to us in pain. Not physically, even though, yes, that is too, but in pain from suffering of hopelessness because they have tried every single thing to lose weight, and they can't.
And they can't year after year after year, and they give up. They give up hope. They're desperate. They're in a dark place, but we have a light of truth. Science is a search for the truth that is known. In our breakthrough science of intercellular hydration, ladies, you will lose 15 to 20 pounds of solid fat every 4 weeks. Go log on to our website. Look at the testimonials of real women just like you who were hopeless, but this changed their life.
Check us out at energizedhealth.com. That's energizedhealth.com.
Archbishop Carlo Maria Vigano released another video this weekend where he again stands up against the New World Order.
It is now seems clear to me that the main purpose of this grotesque health charade is the imposition of a control system for individuals implemented through the so-called Green Pass.
He says, let's respond to corruption with honesty, to lies with truth, to self-interest with generous dedication to public affairs, to the desire for power and money with selfless service and a sense of duty. At least 9 people were killed and dozens were injured in separate shootings across Chicago over the past weekend, authorities said. Chicago police told local media that 4 people under the age of 18 were shot in the time frame between Friday night and early Monday morning. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Dr. Ben Carson speaks to flight restrictions and COVID leadership inconsistencies.
Former HUD Secretary and brain surgeon Ben Carson was on Newsmax over the weekend. He says although COVID-19 variants will be around for years, Americans cannot punish countries for being transparent.
Well, you know, that is a sad situation because that's going to encourage other nations to hide things rather than to be forthright. You know, if you're going to be requiring people to have a negative test before they come into the country, that should apply to South Africa, too. They shouldn't have to have extra measures. And, you know, when it comes to the seriousness of what we're doing, I think American people are more observant than many in the government think they are. They're watching what's going on. They're seeing all the inconsistencies. They're seeing the lack of concern about people coming across our southern border.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The Justice Department has sued to block Texas' updated congressional and state house maps. Attorney General Merrick Garland said Monday, alleging that the districts redrawn after the 2020 census disenfranchise minorities in violation of the Voting Rights Act. It asks the court to stop the state from holding elections under the new maps and to redraw Texas' congressional and state house districts for 2022. For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.